Good evening, everybody. Zad Hashem, we're going to be counting tonight Netzach Shebahod. Netzach Shebahod are a couple. We meet them often. We constantly see that they come as a couple. And the whole week, we were concentrating on the idea of the power of thanking and the power of admitting. Even though Hod is glory, but the Hod can also be explained, translated, and looked upon, that Hod can be coming from the word Hodaya, to thank, and Hoda'ah. Hoda'ah means to admit. Now, like I said, Netzach and Hod, they're always acting as partners. They come together. And here we see a very interesting combination between the Hod and the Netzach. And we have here two roles. Netzach is the winner, if you want to look at it in that way. And Hod is the one that loses. There's always going to be, if there's a winner, has to be a loser. And if there's a loser, has to be a winner. That's how it works. Can't have two winners.
No win-win.
No win-win. And you can definitely have two losers, but when we see Netzach Shebehod and Hod Shebenetzach, they're completing each other. So in this combination, we see that Netzach is the winner and Hod is the loser, because we spoke already a few times that part of the admitting is the when you lose. And there's nothing wrong with losing, by the way. Now, in these combinations, we're going to learn that losing is actually not always the bad thing. Sometimes being a loser, depends on who you lose, it might be a good thing. Now, when we want to see the combination of Netzach Shebehod, is it victory or is it loss? How are we looking at it? So we're seeing, if you're counting Netzach Shebehod, it looks like the victory of the lost. That sometimes when you lose, it's actually a victory. It just depends how you're looking at it. It depends, because sometimes you can look at the loser and you're saying, okay, he's the loser. But in some cases, you can look at it and say, wait a minute, being the loser here right now is actually the winner. And this is the secret behind the Netzach Shebehod, and there's something very powerful here. And when is it good to be a loser? Is when it's referring to me and Hashem. If I have to lose for somebody, let me lose to Hashem. Let him be the winner. So there are situations that I need to be the loser, and I end up finding out that I'm really the winner here. Now, how do I lose to Hashem? In essence, when you're thinking about it, my will is not always Hashem's will. My will right now is to go to sleep, to eat, to whatever it is. Not right now to go to Mincha, or to wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning to go to Shacharit, or to do something. It's not always my will. And that's where my will and Hashem's will, they don't work together. Now, if I pull to my side, I want to be the winner here, I'm staying to sleep in right now till 11 o'clock. This is not my will, it's not Hashem's will. So I'm going to be, I'm thinking that I'm the winner here, I'm not a winner here. I'm going to wake up at 11 o'clock and start the day late. I'm not going to wake up on time, I'm not going to pray with a minyan. When my will is not Hashem's will, it's meaning, in other words, I want to be the winner here. It's my way. But this is not the way how I win. Now, the second that I subdue myself to Hashem, of course, it seems like I'm the loser, and Hashem is the winner. Okay, you win, we're doing it your way. But really, I am the winner here, because I'm the one who gained at the end of the day. Now, like I said, Hod and Netzach, they're always a couple. They're always going to come in a couple. Netzach in the combination is the urge, the desire, and the power that drives me to win, to be a winner. And we all have it. Sometimes you might have a low period that you're heavy, lazy, whatever it is. But we all have in us this drive to be a winner, to be successful, to be victorious. We all have it in it. This is part of my soul. It's called the Netzach Shebasol. And the Netzach Shebanefesh. Hod is, in this combination, gives me the ability that I'm willing and I can be the loser. Nothing happened. Usually when you lose, you turn the whole board game upside down and you get very upset. But it's a very powerful character trait to know how to lose, to how to say, okay, this time I'm not right, today you are right. Now, so really when you're looking at it, we constantly have a drive to be the winner. But in many cases, being the loser is actually the winner. That can also happen in arguments. Sometimes you want to win the argument, but you're not going to win the argument because you're the one who's wrong. And the one who gives in and says, you are right, I'm technically the loser here. But I'm not, because I gained a good relationship, I gained peace, I gained a good relationship with somebody else. So being the loser is not always is not only the short end of the stick. Sometimes being the loser, it seems on the surface I'm the loser, but deep down inside I'm actually the winner. This is a very powerful combination between Netzach and Hod. Now, practically saying, sometimes we're very, very stubborn. Some people are very easygoing, but when it comes to something particular, they'll be very, very stubborn. Some people, their entire nature is being stubborn, and it's good if it's directed to a positive thing. I have to find out, where am I stubborn when it doesn't benefit me? So there's always going to be a situation when I'm stubborn and it will benefit me, and you have to stand on your ground, and I'm not moving here till nothing changes. Good. But many times, I can be stubborn, and it's not going to benefit me in any type of a way. I need to observe when in my life I'm stubborn, so I can point right away and say, you know what, being stubborn right now is not going to lead me anywhere. It's just going to take me to a negative place. Doesn't mean it's going to happen 20 times a day. Might even happen once a week. Might even not happen. But usually there is at least a good chance that it will happen once in a blue moon, if not every day. You have to be very observant, very aware. When am I becoming too stubborn? Then it's not going to benefit me in any way. This is practically saying, and when what happens, then I need to give in, and to say, you know, today you're the winner. Sometimes you see couples, they okay, what do you want to eat tonight? I don't care, whatever you want, honey. No, what do you want to eat? No, whatever you want, I'm fine with it. Okay, let's go to Italian. I want Italian. But you just said, let me decide. So sometimes it can come about with something very, very simple. Then you need to know when is very healthy for me to give in and to give up, so to say, or to let somebody else be the winner. But I'm really the winner here. And you know, you really feel that when it comes to very personal relationships. Now, I need to know when it's good to be, so to say, the loser. Nobody wants to be the loser, but sometimes I gain from that. And there's nothing wrong with losing. And when it comes to Hashem, let me be the loser constantly to Hashem. Let Him be the winner all the time. Because with Hashem, you never, never lose. So here we have one practice is between me to other people. When I know when I need to be not so particular and not so stubborn, when it's not going to benefit me. But more than that, between me and Hashem, I need to know when Hashem is, He needs to be the winner. Because I need to know how to give over my will. There's a Mishnah in Masechet Avot, in Tractate Avot, that it says, make your will His will. So He can make His will your will. And if I want to really align myself to the right place, is constantly aligning myself to the will of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is a very basic teachings in the teachings of Kabbalah. It's called to align my will to the will of the Supreme. Ratzon Ha'elyon. Kadosh Baruch Hu has a will. That's why you see that many times before we pray, what do we say? Yehi Ratzon Mishvanecha. What does it mean, Yehi Ratzon Mishvanecha? There should be a new will in front of you. You had the will up to now like this. I'm asking, maybe it should be a new will. And it should be that your will, Hashem, should be my will too. And I constantly want to align myself with the will of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the will of the Kadosh Baruch Hu is called Ratzon Elyon. This comes from the essence of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's called Atzmuto Yitbarach, from the deepest part of Hashem's existence. And if I know how to align myself with the will of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, usually it's not going to be my will. But when I'm going on Hashem's will, who's going to be wrong? Kadosh Baruch Hu is wrong? He can never be wrong. That's the master of the universe. So when I go through my will, my stubbornness, no, it's going to be done like that, then there have a very good chance you're going to end up being the loser. So between me and another person, you need to know just to have the right proportions, how stubborn you need to be when. But between me and Hashem, let Hashem be your guide. Be the loser to Hashem. Learn how to subdue yourself to the will of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. You can never go wrong here. when Hashem tells you to do something. How does Hashem tell you to do something? He's going to WhatsApp you. He's not going to email you. And He gave all His will in the Torah. Very simple. He gave us a book and He says, you want to know my will? Here's my will. Open the book and you'll see what's my will. And once I align myself to Hashem's will, it's not easy because I have to subdue myself. I am going to be the loser sometimes. But you, with Hashem, you're never going to end up being the loser. Not Hashem. Should merit to always be winners. And even in the eyes of the beholder, I might be losing the battle. How do they say? They have a saying like that. No, I must have lost the battle, but I didn't lose the war. Something like that, right? So the point is where am I really going to find that I am the winner? And when I'm on the Shem's team, you'll never lose. That's the rule. Because Hashem should always be seeing victory and success in our life. Amen.